What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Let's welcome in Daryl Ryder. He's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how the hell are you?
I'm good. Arch might not be there for you next year, Ken.
I didn't say next year. I said it. I meant at any point. Okay. Any point.
Okay.
I don't want to be sitting in the pool in a couple of years and hearing about, we need Arch May. I'm going to throw that text right back in her face. Say, oh, no, we can't have anybody who's played football or anything. No, no. Can't do
you
that.
You have receipts. Use them.
Daryl Ryder, he's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, do the Browns have stars?
They have Myles Garrett.
And we're off and running.
He's a star in my view. If Shedeur Sanders is able to play well, he could be a star. I mean, he's a star now, not from an NFL standpoint, but just from a social media standpoint. But I'd probably say Myles Garrett is the star, and Shedeur could very well become one.
Because the reason we ask is we're like, well, is Shedeur already a star? And we're like, well, he's not an NFL star. I mean, we are really like splitting hairs, but he's not an NFL star yet. And once he goes out there, if he plays well, then all of a sudden all this is justified and he's going to be one of the biggest stars of stage and screen.
Yeah, I mean, if he's able to earn the starting quarterback job, and if he's able to play well and help get this team to the playoffs, I think that he has the potential to be as big, if not bigger, than Bernie.
With that, come on now, let's not say things we can't take back. Daryl, with the schedule coming out, when will Shedeur Sanders play for this team?
My prediction would be after the bye week.
Okay, why?
November 9th against the Jets.
And why?
Well, I'm assuming, and I know I get myself in trouble when I assume, but I'm assuming that Joe Flacco gets to start the season. And just looking at that first half of the schedule, I mean, it's a gauntlet right out of the gate. I like their chances in the opener against Cincinnati. Going to Baltimore is always tough. Green Bay will be tough. Detroit's going to be tough. Minnesota's already going to be waiting for them in London by the time they get there, because they get the Steelers the week before in Ireland. And then the Browns have to, you know, come back and play in Pittsburgh, where they never win. Miami should be a tough one. You're talking, by the time you get to the bye week there, Ken, on November 9th, the Browns might only have two or three wins. And we know how it goes here in Cleveland, right?
Things aren't going well. Don't you fire that coach. Don't you fire that coach.
I wasn't going there. I was going to say the most popular guy on the roster is always the backup quarterback.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking to everybody in general, because I go back to 2018. There's a lot of people, they, you know, well, whatever about NFL head coaches. I go back to 2018. You had a number one overall pick then. You put him in a bad situation. I got a third rounder and a fifth rounder here. Don't do this. Don't fire a guy and have this thing turn into craziness with this coaching staff halfway through the year. You pick Kevin Stefanski. Damn it, he finishes the season.
I don't think that barring a tremendous amount of internal strife, I don't think that is going to be an issue, Ken. Yes, the results on the field absolutely matter. I understand that. But let's be real, as you said, they got a third and a fifth round quarterback here. Plus, they got Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, who is cast off by two organizations. There's not a lot there right now at that position. So, and the Haslams know you can't win without a quarterback. So I think barring major internal conflict, Kevin Stefanski, in my view, absolutely survives the football season.
By the way, did get a return text from my sister in Chicago. Reporting back, she says, nope. She
Never.
Does not know who Shador Sanders is.
That's actually surprising.
Daryl Ryder.
Your sister knows a lot of well-known people.
Our Browns beat reporter is on the hotline right now. So of the early viewings of Dillon Gabriel and Shador Sanders, what is your takeaway? What would be your most fair and balanced takeaway of those quarterbacks? If you want to compare and contrast them, you can. If you want to talk about what great guys they can, just what was your takeaway?
They're both accurate, which is fairly important for being a quarterback. I get why the Browns drafted both guys. I still believe that Dillon Gabriel's height will be an issue, but he throws a spiral and it gets where it needs to be on target. Shador Sanders looks like you saw at Colorado. He doesn't always throw a tight spiral, but it gets where it needs to be when it's supposed to be there. So I thought that both guys acquitted themselves pretty well in front of the cameras and microphones. So I get the selections of both, and just going to sit back, relax, and enjoy the spring here and early summer and see what they're able to do as far as competing with the two veteran guys in Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett.
Any early odds or any gut feeling on if everything is equal, meaning it's a fair quarterback competition?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Which of the two, Gabriel or Sanders, will be ahead of each other on the depth chart? Who wins that competition by the time the season starts?
I'm gonna say Gabriel, but Shador's right there. Like for me, that I don't think that there's like a massive gap or a massive separation between them.
So does that mean Shador would be third string in September?
Yeah. Assuming they keep both Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. That's a big assumption there. I have to think that at some point in training camp or when we get to the last week in August there when the cutdowns happen, I have to think that Andrew Berry will trade either Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco. I if you're going into a season trying to figure out what you have in Gabriel and Sanders, then it makes no sense to keep both Flacco and Pickett. You keep one, you start that guy week one, show fans, hey, right out of the gate, we're trying to win games. I am not of the opinion that they're going to win a lot of games early in the season, and then you turn it over to the young kids and see what you give them the actual live game reps and an opportunity to show what they can or can't do, which then informs your decision about what you may or may not do with those two first-round picks for 2026.
Daryl Rotter is brought to you by Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What did you think of the Browns' letter to the county yesterday? Strong words.
I thought it was the nicest go fly a kite letter I've ever read.
What do you think's going to happen now?
I think Brooke Park's done. I think it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's going to happen. They are going to get the $600 million in state support. The question is, what does that look like? How does the state make that happen? Because there's the challenge of the Bengals' request for hundreds of millions of dollars for their stadium. The Cincinnati Reds are currently working on their plans for ballpark improvements there. You've obviously got the Columbus Blue Jackets. We know what the Guardians and Cavaliers have done to their respective buildings in recent years as well here in Cleveland. But they can't just do something for the Browns. And I think lawmakers understand that. My understanding is the meeting with Roger Goodell and the governor and state leaders went very, very well. Might have been what was needed to get this thing to the finish line. Like I said, it's the devil's in the details, and that's basically what needs to be worked out right now.
What kind of help was the county, was the team looking for from the county to begin with?
Well, they were looking for two things. One, they were looking for a contribution of $178 million. And then they were also looking for the county to backstop, or in layman's terms, co-sign for the bonds for Brooke Park for that portion, which is $422 million for the city portion there. So Chris Ronayne, the county executive, along with Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibb and a lot of Cleveland business leaders downtown, very against the project. They have basically formed a wall in opposition to it, but the Browns made it clear yesterday they are moving forward with the project, and if the county wants to get on board, great. They'd love to work with them, and if not, well, we'll just do it without you.
But
you're
so,
not invited to the ground.
So ultimately, isn't that a win for taxpayers in the county if they're not on the hook for some of this money?
Yeah, I mean, the way the Browns originally wanted to structure this, and again, this is where the state comes into play too, is they wanted to do a TIF, a tax increment financing district, on the complex, the dome and the development, and basically where the taxes generated by that complex would be used to pay down the bonds for the county as well as the city of Brooke Park and the state of Ohio. I don't think the state of Ohio is going to do a TIF with the bonds. I do think they're going to do the gambling tax, not the increase the governor was looking for, which was a 20% increase. I think a 10 to 15% increase is on the table. The city would then, the state rather, would then bond off of those projected revenues to not only fund the Browns project, but help fund the Bengals project and some other stadium projects around the state. Admissions tax, income tax, parking tax would, help Brooke Park fund their bonds, a 1% bed tax, a rental car fee, sales tax, property tax, sin tax would have helped the county come up with their $178 million contribution. And according to the Browns, now the state of Ohio disputes this. That's important to throw out there. State of Ohio doesn't think the Browns maths, but the team says that the state will come away with over $1 billion in profit over 30 years and divide it between Brooke Park and the county over $2 billion in excess tax revenues. But again, Two independent studies done by various organizations, the state of Ohio, say that the numbers don't add up.
Daryl Ryder, he's brought to you by Shiven Jewelers. Daryl, I'll see you in hell.
Meet you there, Ken. Have a good weekend.
Daryl, thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.